I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Boy, Herschel Walker, you feel pumped up here. I'm sure Bill and Dan are doing pull-ups out there at the station. Here in the Dom Dome, I'm doing isometric exercises, sort of, running my mouth.
Take a lot more than just that for me to do a pull-up, Dom.
Yeah, we get Herschel Walker to be in person at some point, Dan. You're going to get down there and do a bunch
of
pull-ups.
Yeah.
Dom, you're going to do 500 pull-ups. I can't do one. Well, then, we're going to go in the cage.
I can do half of one.
Can you imagine him looking at any of these people on the Democrat side? I don't know. Pick your average. Well, then we're going to go in the cage. Let's settle it there versus all this outside stuff.
You know, back when he was in Strikeforce 2011, he was talking about wanting to make a return to the NFL as a 46-year-old?
Well, I could see it. You know, probably not a lot of at that point. But to my knowledge, he was never injured. And he did play 15 seasons as a running back. I didn't ask, what's his career yardage total? If you take the USFL and all that, it's probably like 10,000 yards or close to it, I would guess.
Yeah, I'll have that for you in a bit.
Yeah. But he's not made the Hall of Fame, and this probably won't help him given how politically correct they are, you know? But what a shining example. All right, we have not talked with Councilman David O. Let me just go through the memory banks. I believe he's the only Republican on city council since they put a socialist in there the last time in one of those seats that had been Republican, the rest all Democrats. And yesterday, we're proud that with Dan's help, we shook out this thing well before it started to bubble up last night. Why didn't they just use a taser here? How many Philadelphia police officers? Dan, we have that clip. Maybe we should play that now. From Action News, I think it was Dan Cuellar talking. This would be cut 16. Talking about, well, why not just use a taser with Mr. Wallace in that situation? Now, maybe that wasn't optimal, but maybe it could have been done. Here's the reason why.
Quite frankly, some wondered why police did not use tasers to subdue Walter Wallace instead of shooting him. Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw said that the officers did not have tasers, that in fact not every police officer is issued a taser, that they had gone to the administration and council requesting additional funding so they could outfit more officers with them, but instead the city cut the police budget by $14 million as part of citywide budget cuts due to revenue shortfalls caused by the pandemic.
I might add, too, as a symbolic gesture to further show their antagonism for the police, I think they diverted money from that budget. In other words, crossing guards and all this stuff, they didn't want to contaminate it with police. They put it into another fund. That's what they did. Is the media going to expose this? All right, let's go to the man who, boy, fights every day in Philadelphia City Council for the good stuff, and it's been too long. We haven't talked with David O. David, welcome back to the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dom. I will say that there are two Republicans. There used to be three. There's still Brian O'Neill up in the far northeast.
Oh, that's right.
And myself.
That's right. Yes. The far yeah. northeast. Yes, that's the last bastion. Sorry, I forgot about Brian. But, when a city for that minority seat by charter goes with a socialist, wow. It tells you where we are. So you knew about this, David. We may have spoken about it, I don't know, at some point. Mm-hmm. You're very buttoned up and diligent. And it's going to be interesting to see at city council tomorrow, in the middle of all this stuff, the point the commissioner's making, and I made repeatedly yesterday, A, they don't have enough tasers. B, it takes some training. We're told up to 2 weeks because of the mental health part of this, to train. If Philadelphia City Council and the others are really wanting to do non-lethal, which they should, and at least have a shot at that, you would think this would be a big priority to fund, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the whole point is that you fund the police department that you want. If, yes, Everything needs reforms, politicians, government, schools, everything needs reforms. We can have a better police department, but you don't get to a better police department by cutting the budget so that the police are ill-equipped, don't have the resources. So right now people are saying, oh, they need to be better trained, they need tasers. Well, not when you're cutting the budget and defunding the police and then leaving them out there to deal with these type of problems, you know, having worked long shifts and things like that. And now in city council tomorrow, and I'm talking to your listeners because I want them to call in, you know, people have to start voicing their opinions that are not heard publicly in city council. There's a bill to prohibit the use of tear gas. And on the face of the bill, it seems okay. It simply says that the police department should have a written policy to prohibit the use of chemical weapons and basically rubber bullets by any member of the department on any individual engaging in First Amendment activities. Those First Amendment activities are defined as any demonstrations, picketing, speech making, marching, holding vigils or religious services, and all other like forms of conduct. But it is based on blocking 76, the highway, where tear gas was used to disperse those people, and based on rioting on 52nd Street, where police cars were damaged, ran into each other, fires were started, businesses were looted and broken into, violence was happening everywhere, and the police used tear gas. And so what this bill can be interpreted as saying is that blocking a highway is a First Amendment right, and that if there is a peaceful demonstrator among violent rioters, the police cannot use tear gas, which leaves them with only lethal force.
And running away or letting things just play out. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And David, you and I know, I don't want to be in a position to name names, but I can go through city council. Any number of those people, I think, believe blocking the highway is peaceful protest. They've started to define anything they want. Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So what we now have is the idea that if I step onto your property, Dom, if I stand on your porch or on your yard with 30 of my friends chanting your name and yelling at you, that's peaceful. In other words, I'm defining peaceful now, you know, because in my mind, I'm not doing anything to you violent. In fact, someone said yesterday that looting is nonviolent. So people are now defining what is, when the police can act and when they can't. And what we're trying to say, when I say we, your listeners, myself, you, is no, when you break the law and intimidate and harass people and obstruct people, that leads to violence. And that's something the police have got to take care of, because if they don't, people start taking matters into their own hands. And that's when we have a lot of violence.
Absolutely right. We're talking with David O. And David, there's another bill introduced tomorrow, too. I'm not sure if you have full scrutiny on this, from Isaiah Thomas. That's also very troubling. And look, if Philadelphia police are discriminating in car stops and the rest, that's one thing. Okay. But to now start to say these are only minor traffic violations, we're not going to pull people over for these, including vehicle registration and a whole bunch of other things. Right in the middle of this, we're further telling the police, do not be proactive. Just let things go. That way you'll stay out of trouble, and allegedly everyone will be happy. And what will happen is we'll have more chaos, more death and destruction that could have been stopped.
Absolutely. Listen, I oppose that bill. I will try to talk to Councilmember Thomas. I believe that some of these council people, a majority of them, quite frankly, believe that the big problem is the criminal justice system. And if you don't enforce the laws, there will be more peace. But that's why we have all these murders, a lot of violence. I mean, could you imagine that the police are not going to do, quote, minor traffic stops? Could you imagine the amount of car thefts, car damage, insurance rates, drug dealing, all kind of abuses that is going to stem from this? And I will say that the end result of that is going to be more road rage, more violation. We already have all-terrain vehicles, you know, 30, 40 of them going down the highways. We have all kinds of chaos created by these policies of permissiveness, leniency, and allowing criminal activity to go on. And that's why people are arming themselves. That's why people are taking in it. I said yesterday, listen, these businesses are not boarding themselves out in preparation of peaceful protests. They have already experienced what the media has called peaceful protests, and they are closing their stores. And it didn't help. And this will continue. We have the National Guard back here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, exactly. And the governor, David, said these are peaceful protests, but then he sends in the National Guard. And I guess Mayor Kenney and the others saying peaceful protests. Why do we need the National Guard then?
Yes. And you know, that is a problem. It's been revealed, you know, although we knew this, that the police commanders were told not to arrest looters simply to disperse them. Well, not with tear gas. So how are they going to disperse looters? And that leads to our small business people who are struggling during COVID and who were looted and reopened. And they're, you know, they still got to pay rent. And a lot of them, ironically, are, you know, minority business owners, women business owners, you know, immigrant business owners who are being put out of business, trying to pursue the American dream, trying to feed their families, and they are getting no help. And there will be an exodus as well. I've had people call me asking me, can I defend my business with my gun? You know,
what do you
can
tell
I
them?
Say to
what
them?
Is David O? What do you say to them? I'll go first while you're thinking. I would say in Philadelphia, honestly, I would take them aside and say, no, you can't. Don't do it.
Because you will be arrested and prosecuted. And, you know, so I tell them you have a right, it's your gun, but if you don't have a carry permit, don't step on the street, you'll be arrested. And just because you have a permit and a carry permit and a lawful weapon and someone comes into your store with a gun, and if you fire back, don't think you're not going to get prosecuted. And that is the problem. We've had, you know, violence in neighborhoods, and when the community has gotten together to peacefully show that you cannot loot our stores or burn our neighborhoods, you know, the city, the mayor, the DA has called them white vigilantes and racist. That is, you know, completely wrong. These are citizens who are afraid, and the ones that are coming out to show the seniors and others that they will protect them are being told, if you come out here and defend your neighborhoods, you will be arrested and prosecuted. So that is leading to, you know, people are intelligent. What they've learned is, okay, we're going to defend our neighborhoods, but we're just not going to let people know what we're doing. And unfortunately, that leads to retaliation, violence, and that makes it even tougher for our police officers and our law enforcement people. So I think council is going in the complete wrong direction. But if they don't hear from your listeners, if people don't call in and publicly say, we know what the bill is, it looks good on its face, but what it actually is, and I'm talking about the tear gas bill.
Yeah, tear gas, right.
It's a chilling effect on the police to not use tear gas, and it is okaying the idea that people can get on the highways, block traffic, people can trespass, people can do all sorts of things that are offensive to other people. In other words, if me and 12 of my friends, burly friends, block the alleyway that you're walking up, and you can't get past us, and we do it intentionally, is that my First Amendment right? I mean, this idea that your First Amendment right includes violating the law, violating other people's rights, harassing, assaulting, you know, that is absolutely wrong. And it begins with the mayor apologizing, demoting senior police officials for using tear gas on 76 when the people were told to disperse and they would not.
Yep.
That is the okay use of tear gas. It was deployed, they moved away, but they would not get off the highways. So they deployed more tear gas, and then the people panicked and ran, throwing the tear gas around. And yeah, it's unfortunate, but if you don't get on the highways, you won't get tear gassed.
Yep, exactly right. David, I don't know how you do it every day. We'll be watching tomorrow and asking listeners to back exactly what you're saying. Councilman David O. David, thank you as always.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.